Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you wake up groggy, like you've been run over by a truck even though you slept 8 hours? Yeah, me too. It happens more often than I'd like, but lately, I've been really focused on improving my sleep and it's made a huge difference. And trust me, getting your Z's right is crucial for feeling good mentally and physically. It's not just about the quantity of sleep you get, it's also about the quality. Today, we're diving into creating a sleep-conducive environment that will have you waking up refreshed and ready to conquer the day. First things first, let's talk temperature. Ever noticed how your room feels extra cozy when it's a little chilly? Well, science backs this up. A slightly cooler room temperature around 65 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal for sleep. It helps regulate your body temperature naturally and signals to your brain that it's time to wind down. So, crank the thermostat down a few notches before bed. Next up, light pollution. We live in a world of bright screens and street lights, which can mess with our natural sleep-wake cycle. This is where darkness becomes your best friend. Make sure your bedroom is as dark as possible by using blackout curtains or even an eye mask. And remember to ditch the screens at least an hour before bedtime. The blue light emitted from phones and laptops can seriously disrupt melatonin production, a hormone that helps regulate sleep. Sound matters too. Ever notice how background noise can keep you up at night? Try white noise, nature sounds, or even calming music to mask disruptive noises and create a peaceful atmosphere. Invest in some good earplugs if you're a light sleeper, they're worth their weight in gold. Speaking of comfort, your bed is your sanctuary. Make sure your mattress and pillows are comfortable and supportive. No one wants to toss and turn all night long. And don't forget about those comfy pajamas. Think soft fabrics that feel good against your skin. Your bedroom should be a haven of relaxation, not a source of discomfort. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect to perform at your peak in a noisy, cluttered office, right? The same goes for sleep. Your bedroom needs to be an oasis of calm and tranquility where you can truly unwind and recharge. Imagine this. You walk into your bedroom after a long day, close the door behind you, and immediately feel a sense of calm wash over you. The room is cool and dark, with soothing sounds playing softly in the background. You slip into your comfy bed, nestled among soft pillows and blankets, feeling all your stress melt away. That's the power of creating a sleep-conducive environment. It's not just about getting enough hours, it's about creating the perfect conditions for restful, rejuvenating sleep. Now, go forth and create your own sleep sanctuary. Share your tips and tricks with me on social media, or leave a comment below. And remember, tomorrow we'll be tackling another aspect of mental fortitude. Stay tuned.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.